I will go ahead and call the public hearing to order at 7:02 for July 3, 2019, in regards to ordinance number 162. Any additional public opinion? I know we've had you plenty of time, so anybody else?
Nobody's here.
Council, any thoughts on the ordinance? I know there's information that's been put in the packet as well. You've heard other conversations that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. Is there anything additional that we'd like to discuss before? Obviously, we can't make any motions to approve or deny it. At this point in time, we'll take care of it in the meeting, but is there anything else that we would want to address during public hearing?
So maybe I can just address some of the questions, you know, we had at the last meeting that we went over. Some of the things were to allow them within the garage. So I asked around, basically reason cities don't allow that is so cities have sight of the coop and have a little more control over what's there to make sure things are meeting regulation. The cons to having it in the garage were the fact there too is, okay, no, we only have 5 chickens. Good. Is there 12, 20, 30? I don't know. Other things were sanitation reasons. The other thing was smell. Other concerns people brought to attention was just the fact that it gets hot in the garage. You know, is there proper ventilation, you know, or, you know, those type things. And then the other things we talked about was like a run. Can we use the whole yard as a run? And kind of the only real cons I got of that is people, other cities said people complain, look like they're running a chicken farm. You know, because all the chickens would be running all over versus being contained. And then also if they ever got loose or it may, you know, and it wouldn't be their issue, but would entice, you know, the neighbor's dog, I don't know, try to get in the yard or those type of things. But,
any questions, additional comments, anything else from yourself or?
I have a response to what you just said. So as far as what you just said about the garage, I would just say for my plan, I mean, I'm willing to let you guys have whatever access you want to see that I'm not going to have a 1,000 chickens. So I'm just willing to do that, period. If you want to come there once a week, I know you don't, but if you did, I mean, I'm fine with that. As far as heat and all of that, I mean, that goes hand in hand with letting them out. And we have windows in my garage and all of that, so, and there's electricity. So if it was like some crazy day overnight, I could, you know, I'm conscious of my chickens. So I'd put a fan or whatever I needed to take care of my chickens. I think I mentioned last time, and sanitation. I mean, I think that goes in with you're welcome to come check at any time. We keep it clean. We probably clean it more often than most people clean it just because it's in our garage. We don't want it to be nasty. I mean, we're using our garage still, so it's not just like some nasty old coop or whatever in the back of our garage. Basically, I just wanted to reiterate the benefits of the garage, and not just for me, but for anybody, is, you know, somebody who's not a farmer is probably not going to have very much land to be able to put a giant, really elaborate chicken coop. I just don't simply have the money to get something insulated and all of that, and so it's actually safer to be in the garage in the coop because they're protected from predators, and in the winter, which is the reverse in Minnesota especially, you know, I can put a few heat lamps, there's wind block, there's just in 3 months that, or 4 months or whatever it's been that we've had chickens, we've just really already seen the benefits substantially to the garage. So if it's an access issue, I'm the only one here. I'm willing to let you have whatever access, and if that's what it takes to, you know, alleviate those concerns, come in anytime. And then as far as, you know, using the run, I mean, I told you last time too, we do clip their wings, and the idea, and I'm on top of that. I would not be opposed to like having that be like a requirement of some sort, like if they're free range, you must clip their wings or something like that, because that is reasonable. And if they're, and I mean, I don't know if there's some sort of like, you know, extra stipulation in that point where if it becomes a problem, you know, I'm going to remedy it. So I'm willing to do that, but I just don't see it being an issue. And now we live in Hamburg. When I first moved in, there was a pig running down the street. Like these things, you know, I mean, dogs get out. I don't foresee it being an issue. I really don't. And I'm also just expressing that I'm the person that is not going to just allow my chickens to be in my neighbor's yard. I don't want that for my neighbors even. So I wrote, I spoke, I don't know that I need to beat the dead horse, but the biggest piece for me is the ability to keep it in my garage and let them in my backyard. And those things tie into a lot of the rest of the ordinances. Period. So I don't know, like if you do allow for it to be in the garage, does it still need to match my house? It's in my garage, because I would assume if it's out and you want it to match my garage or my house so it's not ugly, which I get, but if it's in my garage, nobody's going to see it except me, so I probably don't need it to match my house, which again, for me, boils purely down to cost. And the whole purpose of having backyard chickens, again, I'm not a farmer. It's a economical and educational thing for me and my children to be able to be self-sustainable. And, you know, it, like having a garden, you know, some people just like the garden. Well, you also get the fruits of your labor. I'm not over here trying to like sell eggs or create a business or something like that. This is for my family. And this is what works, like we've already noticed. And so that's, I don't know. If you have any other questions or thoughts, that's why I'm here. I'm missing my daughter's final baseball game because it is very, very important to me to be able to have, I mean, it's why we moved here, to be able to have some of these experiences. I think I said the very first time I came, I was shocked. Like literally shocked that there wasn't an ability to have it to begin with in St. Paul when you can. And you can have them free range, not in a coop, in St. Paul. Like I get it. That's it. So if you have other questions, I'm gladly to answer them for my viewpoint, but I hopefully you hear what I'm saying. And I recognize I'm not the only person that this law or whatever ordinance is for. It's for the entire city. I fully, fully recognize that. But I think that goes for all of our ordinances, you know, about dogs and about, you know, other things. I just don't see how the changes, I guess, that I'm requesting will be an issue for anybody else.
I did have two residents pop in and say that they were totally fine with you having chickens, just so everyone knows. They weren't able to come tonight, so they popped in to say they were good with chickens.
I tried to enlist people who I could, but I don't think people like to be political, so nobody's here, I guess. But I'm glad whoever it was stopped in, because I tried. Because they are supportive. It's the truth. They're supportive. I have talked to the neighbors. Everybody thinks I should be able to have it in my garage, and it's only to their benefit. And really, based on what you're saying, you know, the sanitation and access, I will give that to you. So I don't know if you need to have some other, like, I don't know. I'm not going to have 100 chickens. That's me breaking, you know, the ordinance or whatever. You can't fault me out of fear that I might break an ordinance.
Oh, I don't think I was implying.
No, I know, but I'm saying don't not allow me to have it in the garage out of fear that I could harbor 100 chickens. That's all. I'm not saying you're thinking I would.
And I think all of us sitting here believe you. I think we all do. It's just we've got to make something fit that's going to be, what if next week, four blocks over, this guy comes and says, well, you give it to her, and she can do this. And, yeah, so we got to make the ordinance so it fits everybody.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And, I mean, it's a tough job right here to try to make you happy and Tom Bloder on the street happy. But we got to get something that fits everybody.
Yeah, and I fully appreciate and recognize that. You know, I know you guys are here on much other issues than chickens that are affecting me all the time. So I recognize and appreciate that, but I think I don't envision a scenario in which anybody would be upset by the ability to have the chickens in their garage. I don't see it. I really don't. And if other people were taking advantage of that, that's the problem, is that they're not abiding by the ordinance to begin with. So that's why I'm saying I don't want to be faulted out of fear that somebody might not abide by the ordinance. I don't see, in fact, making everybody happy. You know, everybody, I think, prefers the coop in the garage, because even if I go buy a nice new one, which will suck for me really bad, it's still a big structure in my backyard that everybody has to now look at. So, to me, it's win-win for everybody.
Council, any other thoughts, questions? No, otherwise, like I say, we're not making any decisions at this point. It's just public hearing. So we'll make a decision in the meeting and that when we get to it. So, some other thoughts or questions?
So, I'm sorry, you make a decision when?
In the meeting. It's on the agenda for later tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just this is the public hearing, so in the public hearing, we can hear testimony or thoughts and questions along those lines, and then once the public hearing is done and we go into the meeting, that topic comes up and we can actually make action.
Yeah, and I guess then, like I said, even if you were to add things that were your concern to the ordinance that are still within what I'm saying, I think that makes more sense than to just say no, not at all. You know, like, can be in the backyard only if you put their wings, something like that, for example. Or can be in the garage as long as you allow access for inspection as requested. I don't even know if you need to put a number, but at any time. And if they're doing that, they should be willing to do that. Or else their other option would be to put it outside.
My thought, or wondering with other cities saying they don't allow them in garages, is I don't know if they've specified that their concern is that the garage itself is going to be the coop. So like, can I have chickens up in the rafters or something now? Versus we're just saying, you want to have just a structure within a space in the garage.
Right, yeah.
Any other thoughts or questions? Otherwise, we'll move away from the public hearing and go into the meeting, and we can talk about it more in the meeting. Okay. Need a motion then to close public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the public hearing on July 30th. Ordinance 162, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting's closed at 7:17.